It's time for Balanced Living, the health-based teaching of certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears. Kay is the author of the new book, Balanced Living, 7 Steps to a Healthy Body and Renewed Spirit. Her book and these weekly podcasts are designed to instruct you in the healthy maintenance of the body God has given you. And now, get ready to learn from Kay Spears and her insights into balanced living.
And a good day to you, listening friends. Welcome to yet another edition of Balanced Living, featuring Kay Spears, who is a certified clinical nutritionist in San Antonio. Kay also has her master's degree in science and nutrition. Kay teams with several health professionals at Balanced Health Wellness Center in San Antonio. Kay, good day.
Good day. Hello.
All right, Kay, we started these podcasts recently, and we were discussing your whole concept of balanced living. This is the name of your book, and this is also the name of the organization that you're working for. Let's continue on, because you mentioned last time that balanced living consists of 7 different steps. And in your book, the first step that you refer to is nutrition. This is a huge topic, and I really want to spend some time with you in this podcast and podcast coming up discussing this whole topic of nutrition. You in your book cite a quote from Hippocrates, and it's really quite an astounding and
profound, real. let food be your medicine and medicine be your food. And the good thing about that is that it's so true when you think about it. As God intended, we had fruits and vegetables and things grew on trees, and we were meant to eat these different things. And now we're in a world where everything is just processed and refined, and we're eating out of boxes and cans. And so we're not getting the nutrients in our cells in order for our bodies to be able to take care of us. So I think it's huge. And I always try to go back. When someone comes into my office and they've got several different symptoms going on, I tell them, look, all I'm going to do for you today is build you a nutrition program. We're going to get your nutrition right. And if you come back and you still have symptoms that need to be addressed, we will address that later. And you would be amazed at how many people come back and tell me that everything's gone away. They feel better. They're sleeping better. Their aches and pains have gone away. And so just by changing someone's food and giving the body what it needs, it's kind of like a plant. You know, when you have a flower and you don't give it water, they come in all slumped over. They don't have any light in their eyes. And then when I get them on a nutrition program, it's like that flower got water. Their eyes are bright. They're energetic. Their posture's better. And so food is meant to be our medicine.
And isn't it amazing? A quote as old as this from Hippocrates, let food be your medicine and medicine be your food. And here you are, a nutritionist in 2013, emphasizing the significance of this very simple statement. Now, let me ask you this, Kay, as we talk about nutrition and what people are putting into their bodies. We hear this term junk food, and I think in most people's minds we associate junk food with fast food. But for the benefit of the audience, can you really define what is junk food? Because I would like to know, in other words, is all food aside from vegetables and fruits and whole grains bad for you? Is that junk food? Or are there things that we typically associate with fast food and snack food that can be good for us?
Right. Well, the way I term junk food is a food that does not have any, it's not nutrient dense. So it doesn't have anything that's going to provide the body with any kind of nourishment. So white bread, for instance, people think, oh, a sandwich is okay. That's not junk food. But if you're using white bread, all the nutrients are pulled from the whole wheat so that there's no nutritional value. It's just empty calories. So a food that has empty calories, that's not offering any nourishment to the body, is how I define junk food.
What about, let's just, because again, we have a lot of listeners today who no doubt are eating things that might be classified as junk food, but let's be very practical and specific and talk about something like a hamburger. Let's assume somebody has a relatively good quality piece of meat. They put some vegetables on it, tomatoes and some green lettuce and pickles and some mustard, a little bit of ketchup, and maybe they have a whole grain bun of some kind. Can that be classified necessarily as junk food, or is that something that's okay for people to eat once in a while?
Well, I think if you make it yourself, it's okay. You know, I have certainly had made at my house, you know, a hamburger patty that grass-fed meat or even a turkey patty, and I've put avocado on it, and I've put some vegetables on it, and then I've put a whole wheat bun on, or sometimes I call it my bunless burger. I will eat it without the bun. So there is, it can be healthy, but when you're eating these hamburgers at the fast food restaurants, there's nothing about the meat that's nourishing to the body, the typical types of meat they're using, and also the chemicals that they're using to produce signals in the brain so that you crave more carbs and things of that such. So I think it depends on what kind of burger you're eating and how it's made.
And as you say, that would apply to other fast food outlets as well. I guess it only makes sense. They are businesses, so they want to sell what is cheapest to them and then make the greatest profit that they can.
Right, right. And not too many of them are using whole wheat buns anyway. They're all just regular, you know, inexpensive white buns.
White bread, mm-hmm. And all the pizza restaurants using the white flour and so forth. Okay, right. We thank you for defining that. So, Kay, if people aren't eating right today, then I guess I believe you have already inferred that we are an over-medicated society, that we're using medicine to basically balance out our lack of good quality nutrition.
That's absolutely true. You know, we've got, in fact, I do a monthly newsletter, and I'm doing one in February for Heart Health, where I talk about, you know, everybody's on these statin medications for high cholesterol and blood pressure medicine because their diet's not right and they're eating fast food. And so then we need these medications. Well, these medications deplete very important nutrients in the body that we're not getting. And so then you need another medication to take care of that because, you know, you're getting a breakdown. It's just a vicious cycle.
Right. So the whole system fails. We're not getting the proper nutrition through the food. Then we have to take medicine to compensate for that. And then the medicine has negative side effects.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
So let me ask you this then. If we were to be eating properly, would there be really any need for medicine in our lives or even supplementation, which is going to be a topic we get into later on? But can we get everything we need from good quality food if we really make that our emphasis?
Well, our soil's depleted and we're mass producing and we're picking our vegetables a lot earlier so that we can get them in the grocery stores. So I don't think that we could get everything we need from food. Plus, we're just such creatures of habit that it's really hard to eat a variety. I do believe we could come close, and I certainly think that we would not need medication as much. I totally agree with that. But I think that would be a great place to start.
How, Kay, do you think we got to this point of having such a poor nutritional diet that's become a mainstream in our society? I would imagine there was a point in this country where most people were eating things that came up from the ground. But do you believe it's just strictly the fast food that has become so convenient and people have very little time, and so that's the quick and easy answer for our dietary needs?
Well, I think before, if you wanted milk, people went out and, you know, got the milk from their cow, and you know, everybody was getting the vegetables from their farm and a lot of co-ops and stuff, and then things got out of hand and busy, and we started, you know, mass producing our foods and creating things in boxes and cans, and women went to work and now they have families. Plus, you know, I think it's kind of all of those things put together certainly kind of got things out of hand.
All right, Kay, this is fascinating, and I'm really looking forward to going into more detail with you on this whole topic of nutrition, which is the first step in your book, Balanced Living. That's all the time we have for right now. If you would like more information about certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears and her book, Balanced Living, please go to her website, which is www.kspears.com, or you can call Kay at area code 210-764-2121. And be sure to join us again for another edition of Balanced Living.
You have been listening to Balanced Living with author and certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears. Kay invites you to visit her website at www.kspears.com. Kay's goal is to help you achieve balanced living so that you can fulfill God's purpose for your life. Be sure to join Kay Spears again next time as she shares her insights about balanced living.